This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing a new company that my team discovered about 3 months ago. We're talking about Signet International Holdings. Trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SIGN. And with us today is the chairman and president and CEO of the company, Ernest Letiziano. And the reason why I asked him to come on the show, they have created a new type of battery, not an attachment. It's a new patent device, totally revolutionary and revolutionized the energy market of fuel. It produces energy. It recharges virtually instantly, and it offers a large number of cycles, a long storage time, and it's a smaller in size, which actually will replace the slow rechargeable batteries. And these are not my words. These are the words of the CEO. Ernest, those are your words. Welcome to the show.
Yes, they're my words. Thank you very much for having me, Ev.
It's an incredible product that we're going to talk about later on in the show. First of all, give my listeners a little bit of brief of a bio of yourself and your background, and how did you get here?
Well, I'm a CPA from Philadelphia. I went to Penn State, and I received my certificate in 1965. That's a long time ago. I worked for Haskins & Sells, and I was a forensic accountant for Price Waterhouse until I moved to Palm Beach in 1973. I ran several businesses then for a few years, but I got excited about the IPO craze that was going on in the 80s, and I just had to be part of it. So in 1988, I published my own IPO, and I was, believe it or not, it was a very big success, and we were funded within 5 days. That was incredible for me, and I realized that there's where I had to be. So in 2008, I started Signet for the purpose of identifying a technology that would not only excite new investors, but I wanted to re-excite the dot-com investors once again. They were, all of a sudden, they went into a lull. In 2011, I guess, it was about 2011, I found our technology. We met a very, very good scientist by the name of Yevgeny Nemirovsky. He was from the Ukraine, and he filed the largest 3D patent ever concerning 3D and how will you apply it to 3D movies and TV. He called this his 4D biometric imaging. We spent the next 4 years supporting Mr. Nemirovsky, and we've become very good friends. Unfortunately, just 1 week before our breakthrough, he passed away with a heart attack. And I can only tell you, just thank God for giving us the tenacity just to move forward. It was a rough section of time for us. In 2016, our tenacity paid off. Today, we're proud to announce that we just now have special properties that we really are excited about. We have met our goal as far as contribution to the world and to make our shareholders happy.
You know, that being said, where do we go from here? What are the goals? What's the purpose of Signet efforts?
Well, our Signet immediate goals is to associate with the forward-looking men and women people who transcend beyond the blue chip way of thinking, if you know what I mean. And these are the people who take risk, but they take informative risks, especially with a small company like ours. So we're looking for that type of individual. Our Signet philosophy has been to identify worthwhile intellectual properties that generate profits for our shareholders, but also we want to make sure that we can contribute to the benefit of all those people who use our products. So this was a pretty big order, but we found these properties, and we're really very excited about them. We've found several others, but, of course, they never met our due diligence criteria. We negotiated our agreements on the three projects that we have now. We satisfied our considerations. We spent just about all our money. Our research is completed, and our patents are granted. In fact, we have two patents that we're waiting for now, which we feel will be granted within this year. At this juncture, where we are now, we're ready to initiate our plans to develop these proven properties. The prototype building period, as you know, is the first platform for any success story, and we're ready for this endeavor.
Absolutely. You know, one of the reasons that caught my eye and caught my team's eye to invite you on the show was this type of battery that you guys have come up with. I think the name of it is InCharge. It's a nano magnetic technology kind of a battery, and it never needs to recharge. Bring myself and my listeners up to speed about this revolutionary product.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to back up and start right at the beginning. Would
sure.
that be okay with you?
Yes, please.
Well, I'm excited about all our sciences because I truly believe each one of these inventions is and will change the way we live on this planet. I'm not kidding, Ev. I really mean that. We have three patent projects. The first one is the ConReap. We've named this after our inventor, John Kahn, a very successful surgeon in Colorado. We have three approved patents on this one. As you know, diabetes is the terrible, dreaded disease that nobody likes to talk about, but it seems like everybody knows somebody.
I have it myself.
Oh, my God.
Type 2.
Well, I don't know what to say about that, but I just want to tell you, our medical device allows a surgeon to perform a procedure that treats the restriction of blood, and which causes a shortage of oxygen. Now, I guess, as you know, the restriction can cause a patient to lose a limb, a leg, a foot. And this is terrible. I have to tell you that as an accountant, of course, I do all of the numbers first just to verify and confirm that we're on the right track. I just have to tell you that in 2018, this was last year, there were more than 180,000 amputations
in the United States.
Alone, just in the United States. Imagine the rest of the world. I got some numbers back from West Africa that will astound you. These are people that have a terrible, dreaded disease. This is the passion from which we all come from, me and my organization. I have to tell you, just again, for the numbers' sake, the average patient spends over $46,000, he and his insurance company, just to have his leg cut off.
Wow.
That's incredible. Here's another fact, and this is the worst one that really made us want to talk to Dr. Kahn seriously. Over 60% of 60% of these amputations will die within 1 year. They will die within 1 year, and not because it's successful, the rate of their amputation.
Right, the operation.
In their mind, in their head, I don't think they could handle it.
Right.
I don't know how we can allow this to happen. It just really is ridiculous why this has to continue like this. The best part about our exciting news is this. We need no FDA approval for this device. It's called the Trocar procedure, which allows us not to have to go through the year and a half, 2 years waiting for FDA to look at the stuff. Our device comes in a 5-piece disposable kit. We already have a prototype, and what we costed it out is $13 per kit. So it's a disposable kit, $13, delivered to the surgeon's office himself. The procedure takes approximately 20 minutes. It takes that long just to fill out the forms, if you ask me. You go into the office, and the procedure takes 20 minutes, and best of all, the patient walks out of the doctor's office. And guess what? He could dance out of the doctor's office if he wants to. This is our thing. Also, it's covered by insurance, so there really is no real downside to this. With the proper funding in order, we can have the ConReap on the market 9 months from today. And that, to me, it will be a very big contribution to the entire world. Our second acquisition, if you don't mind me getting into that real quick.
Sure.
Our second acquisition is what we call DEICE 477. We trademarked this name because it's 477% better than any other de-icing agent used today. We met a very nice young lady who's one of the co-inventors of DEICE 477, and she has given us these figures. And they've crunched the numbers, too, and they know what they're talking about. This product will de-ice airplanes or other rotary blades or anything else that's subjected to sub-zero real bad weather. We have worldwide patents on this thing. That's a PCT, as you know. So we have proven that the use of graphene, that's the newest material in the world, when we utilize this material, we will be able to de-ice a jumbo jet in minutes. And not only just for one time, it lasts for many times. I'm not allowed to tell you how many times because due diligence prevents me from doing this right now.
Absolutely. Quite understand.
What they tell us is astounding, and I hate to say it, and you're saying, what? What are you talking about? Well, beside that, our application is eco-friendly. There's no toxic runoff to harm our water supply or dirty up our systems. Best of all, we won't have to sit in an airplane and watch them spray all of that chemical at us while we're looking out of the window, looking at our watch. So I really believe that with this thing, we have really, really a good chance of actually selling rights to different bona fide manufacturers of airplanes and anything else. It's a very, very big business. I believe they said quoted something like $63 billion. It's unbelievable to put all these chemicals in our supply. It's terrible. With the proper funding, we expect to build a demonstrable prototype. We have, of course, our proof of concept. We have everything else that's proven. Now we want to show it, actually demonstrate a prototype. And this means that we're going to have to bring in a Boeing 747 or whatever it is and actually show them how it works. And by early next year, de-ice will be on the market, probably by the year 2020.
Ernest, we're kind of running out of time. I want to get to the third patent if we could. We've got about a minute left.
Okay, sorry. The newest invention is in charge. We have three patents approved on this device. It's an energy pack. We can't even call it a battery because it's an energy storing device that holds charges longer. It holds a greater amount of cycles. It's lighter than a normal battery. It's smaller in size than a normal battery. It recharges itself instantly. I'll talk fast. I'm from Philadelphia. Our device is not chemical-based. There is no toxic invasion, both in making it and using it. And there will be no worries about disposing it, including the gas station charge for $5 disposable fee on a battery you just went through.
Absolutely.
Our device uses magnetics. It doesn't use chemicals. We will be able to replace the cell phone battery, a pacemaker battery, an electric car battery. And by the way, real quick, the Teslas can go 310 miles for one overnight charge.
True.
I guess it's an 8-hour overnight charge for 300 miles. But I don't know if you know this, but it must include going 45 miles an hour in that stint. So I don't know how far you're going to go, but that's something to be concerned about. With the proper funding, we will be able to deliver in charge within 24 months, and we'll be ready for the industry demands. I'm hoping that they come to us first to buy the rights. That's what I got, Ev.
And when do you think this product will actually come out on the market?
As we said, within 24 months, we will be able to deliver some various types of prototypes, and that includes a small, pocket battery, cell battery, cell phone batteries, that type of thing, and we'll be able to deliver batteries for the automobiles. But that's within 24 months. We want to get them all because we're going to have to show every industry interest it looks like and what it does.
Well, you've been listening to Ernest Letiziano. He is the CEO of Signet International Holdings. Find him on the OTC markets. Now, as my listeners, I love this company. I think they're on the breaking ground of creating new paradigm shifts in energy, also in the de-icing technology. Take a look at them. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SIGN. Ernest, thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope you become a regular. I'm totally impressed with the technology and the engineers that you have working at your company. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Okay, I probably will if you want me to. In fact, I'll have one of our engineers on the phone, and he'll talk about this one incredible battery replacement device. He'll answer any questions you have. I guarantee that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.